have a product that you may have $5 actual cost in the physical product that you might be able to sell for $1,500. If that sounds exorbitant, think about computer software. Most of the people in here have computers, have bought computer programs like Microsoft Word for Windows or Ventura Publisher. And basically what you get is four computer disks that are worth 33 cents a piece and a $2 manual, and you pay $500 for something like that. And what you're paying for is value or perceived value. And if you took the advice in this $1 book and applied it, it would probably be worth a lot more than $1,500 to you. But unfortunately, if you only paid a dollar for it, you're probably not going to read it, much less apply it. I mean, who's going to believe the stuff you read in a $1 book? I mean, it's just not very believable. But putting it in a different cover and packaging it up differently, not only is it believable, but it'd be very, very readily sellable, especially to one of the lists that you showed this morning. The Blanchard list would be a good list to sell this to. Because what you'll discover is as you generate and accumulate money, your biggest fear will be how do you keep that money and how do you keep from losing that money? I mean, the worst thing that ever happened to you is be rich and then not be rich. I mean, it's okay to be poor all your life or to be broke all your life. But the worst thing that happened is to be up there, have the money, to enjoy it, and then not have the money. Because when you don't have the money, you think, I cannot believe that I spent $3,000 for a piece of exercise equipment, and today I can't even spend $10 for a pair of shoes. And it really makes you feel bad. So try, you don't want to get in that situation.
Also, it's helpful not to be thinking about just the first sale. Because when you're getting down to your product, you need to be thinking and projecting ahead down the line. What's the next product? What's an affinity product? What's something, you know, do you have?
Well, actually, you know, what you're saying is right. Now, if I sold this book for $1,500, How to Retire with Money, what would be the next thing I'd want to sell to these people? No, you know what I want to sell to them? A $5,000 seminar in Amsterdam or something like that. You want to escalate the price, and you want, because what you want to do, and Gary Halbert is real good at doing this, you start with a huge population of people, like the maximum money list, people who pay $20, and out of that you filter down the people who subscribe to his newsletter, and then you filter down lifetimers, and you filter down clients. Every time you do that, you're more qualifying people who resonate with you. And that's exactly what you want to do with it. This is all hypothetical.
Just curious on, let's say you made a deal on that watch book. Did you wait until you got the response from your first orders before you ever bought any or ordered any, and then you guesstimated how many you need?
That's exactly right. Before we bought a single book, before we reproduced a single tape, we had orders.
How many people here like to keep inventory on hand?
Yeah, the question is, how many people want to keep inventory on hand? How many people want to warehouse $1 million worth of products? So that gives you a great competitive advantage. If you don't have to store the stuff in the back room, you don't have much overhead. And a direct mail, while you want to be able to deliver quickly, and we made an arrangement with this company that we would pay their price on the books if they provide next day shipping, and guarantee it, they provide next day shipping. And we also said, we probably want to buy 500 books, but we're only buy 50 at a time. We'd like for you to reserve 500 for us. And of course, they were falling all over themselves, very excited about the prospect of selling 500 books. So we had no problem doing that. And when we needed the books, they ship them to us next day air, and they pick up the freight. Okay, we're going to look at a couple of quick products, and then I'm going to let you guys look at products and go through the process of deciding them. Now, what we do is we go to used bookstores looking for stuff that might have potential. Here's another one. Almost exactly like that one. You see, the title is How to Retire with Money While Retire on a Small Income. Obviously, this book needs to be rewritten, but here's a template for writing it right here, already laid out for you.
Now, would you send that book to the people that have already bought How to Retire with Money?
What I would do is, I'd package this up in a loose-leaf notebook. That's personal preferences, because I know that you can get... In most cases, you can get more for a book in a loose-leaf notebook. You know, for example, Entrepreneur Magazine.
I'm not talking about packaging. I'm talking about, you've got...
It's a follow-up product, yes.
Yes, because what's the... This is like,
but
where
what
to
I don't
retire
want to do,
on a small income versus how to retire with money.
Right, you mean send the offer to the same list, yes. But I wouldn't want to follow up my buyers. Anybody paid $1,500 for this book. I wouldn't want to insult them with a $50 offer. This book, you can go buy at any malls. 184 businesses. Anyone can start and make a lot of money. And there are 184 basic small chapters in here, right? You buy the book for, I believe it's $7.95. Or you can buy it chapter by chapter for $100 from Entrepreneur. And what they've done is they've taken 184 businesses and made each one of them a full book. How many people have bought the Entrepreneur manuals? And I guess you realize that in every single manual, that there are of the, if there are 60 pages in here, 40 pages of here are identical to the 40 other pages in every other manual they sold, and there's only about 10 or 15 pages difference. But they figured out a way to get $100 for information that you can go buy for $7.95. But the problem is people who read this won't perceive it as being of much value. Where the people who read this will perceive it. Now, Entrepreneur for a special fee will include a computer disc. I believe it's $25 or $30 extra, which has a spreadsheet on it. Now, from personal experience, because I include a computer disc in all your folders, I know what it costs to include a computer disc. It costs 33 cents. So by adding 33 cent item to this book, they've increased the purchase price by $30. That's not a bad ratio. That's 100 to 1. And that's not. And what you'll discover is when you offer them the choice between the book without the disc or the book with the disc, guess what percentage buy the book with the disc? Close to 100%. Close to, it's like Gary Havertz's double yes offer, which I guess you noticed that 2 months after Gary sent everybody a double yes offer, our order form had double yes on it. Well, the reason you do that is when you pay to Gary Havertz to subscribe to his newsletter, you're paid to learn, and he's trying to tell you stuff and show you stuff in his newsletters and his offers. Every time Gary sends me an offer, I think this is the greatest thing in the world. Here is more research material. Here's more material I can use to incorporate in my business because this is the way it's supposed to be done because this guy's an expert. And we believe that blindly, and it works. I mean, so every time I send you an offer or every time you get an offer that you really like, you just say, great, thank you for sending me the offer. And then store that somewhere so when you get ready to write your offer, you've got an example. You know, it's really tough to do anything without instructions. And when I get a letter from Gary or get an offer from somebody else, that's my instructions. That's my template. That's how I do my offer, my next offer. Because whatever's working now is how I'm going to do it. As a matter of fact, in my computer here, and I told Gary this, I've got a style sheet that's called Halbert. And you bring up the style sheet, and it's got the exact font that he uses, the type style. It has the exact spacing on the corners. It's got the exact spacing between the lines. It's got what I call small deckheads, which are bold bullets. You know how Gary puts a bold bullet between his paragraphs? I've got everything in there so that if I wanted to, I can take anything. I could take a chapter from the Bible and enter it into this file, and it would look like a Gary Havertz letter. You think, golly, Gary's changed. But I also have one called Parsons, which is Parsons Technology. They send out a lot of computer stuff. You know, I get bored in my office, so I sit there, not bored, but I do research. And, you know, you've heard some people in here, the best way to learn copywriting is to type somebody else's stuff in. Well, not only do I type it in, I get out my little ruler and measure things. Because it's not only the words, it's how it looks on the paper. I think that's real important.
Right, and the other principle is that people respond to things that are familiar. And if it's work and it's familiar, then you don't want to reinvent the wheel. You want to go back and do something that they're familiar with.
Yeah, you know, and I didn't think about this, but I bet there are people who've read letters that I've written and that some of the copywriters in here have written and didn't realize they were not from Gary. Mm-hmm. Because the type style, the font, the layout is so similar. You know, it's Pat and Sandy's letter. I don't know if you've noticed it. It's almost identical to a Gary Halbert letter or a Bill Myers letter, or I don't know who the great-grand-great-great-grandfather of these letters are. Gary's the oldest person I know still alive. So I'm going to have to say it was Gary Halbert who did these letters. I'm going to show you a few more products. Now, I tend to get excited about this because I'll go to an old bookstore and I'll come out with 50 books. And I don't buy them to read them. I buy them for the titles in most cases because titles are what gives me ideas for products. So we showed a few there. I'll just put it in my box. This is my filing system in my office.
And these are information products.
This is a real good current book. It's by John Krimer, 1001 Ways to Market Your Books. Extremely good book. If you buy this book, you should take a black magic marker and mark through the word book. It's 1001 Ways to Market. And it can be books, reports, videotapes, or whatever. But it's a real interesting book. His problem is too cheap. If he were to put it in a loose leaf notebook like this and include a computer disc, he'd probably get $150 for it. But I'm glad that he only sells it for $19.95. Oh, this is a good one. We were looking for a product, and I was kind of bored, and I wanted to go someplace. We wanted to travel, so we were walking at the outlet bookstore, and I saw this book called Jobs in Paradise. And what it It tells you how to get a job in any resort cruise ship across the world. And you can look in there and look under New Zealand, for example, and it tells you about river cruises in New Zealand, who to contact, what they pay, what the lifestyle is and everything. I contacted the publisher. I told her I wanted to market the book. It's $10.95. I said, I want to market the book. And I was interested, and she said, it's out of print. The new one's coming in 2 weeks. And I said, fine, I'm interested in it. She said, what are you going to do? And I said, direct mail. I said, but there's a couple things I don't like. I don't like the price, and I don't like the cover. She goes, that's fine. If you'll commit to 500 or more, you don't have to buy them, but just commit to them. We'll print it any way you want, any title you want, with the price you want. Now, see this book, Jobs in Paradise. This is a mistake I made. I saw this, and immediately I have a product. I immediately thought of a target market. Who would you want to sell this to, especially this time of year? College students. Run this ad, Jobs in Paradise, in every college newspaper in the country. And the problem with college is most of them don't have Visa, MasterCard. But you could do a 900 number approach on this. John Eager's shaking his head. Okay, nearly are. That's why I sell the over 40 market, because I don't understand college kids anymore. Okay.
In their name or in daddy's name?
Yeah, daddy would buy this one just to get him a job. You know, anywhere. Get him out of the country. Now, if you contacted the distributor of this book and you couldn't make a good enough deal, now what we had planned to do, since Karen had worked in New Zealand as a raft river guide, and Jim Powell, is he in here? Jim has worked as an animal trainer in many of the museums and, I mean, underwater parks around the world, and we have people in our offices who've worked at some of these places. We had plenty of people we could interview to get these jobs. And if we couldn't have got a good enough deal on the book, we would have just had somebody ghostwrite one. Is Lisa Maurice in here? Come on up. Karen, would you bring me a glass of water, please? I'd say please. Now, when we talk about ghostwriters, you may think, I can't write a word, and I'll tell you, a lot of times it is tough to write a single word. You know, we spend 4 hours here trying to write a headline, and it's tough to do. Of course, it's tough to do when you have a lot of critics. Lisa can write a book for you. Lisa, tell us about the process of getting something ghostwritten. What does it take?
Okay. Let me just tell you first that you want to pick a subject with broad appeal. And it's great if you're an expert in some field, but, you know, if you're an expert in the field of ancient Egyptian embalming secrets, you know, and it doesn't have some other application, like it's going to make me lose weight, or I'm going to look younger, or I'm going to feel better, then you can forget about it, okay? So, you know, unless I can get rich from it, then I don't care, okay? So, so pick a subject that's got broad appeal. And so, you know, you're going to go back again to your target audience. And one of the ways that you can find a subject is by looking through the National Enquirer, reading the classified sections, the backs of magazines, look in your local newspaper at the classified ads, and just scan the section, and you're going to find all sorts of different products that are offered as informational books, cassettes, videos, etc. The other thing that you need to remember is that you don't want to educate people. You know, you want people to understand up front that, yeah, I need that product, or I need to understand about that. So you don't want to do any education up front. You don't need to convince people that they need younger-looking skin in 14 days. They already know that. They just want to find out how are they going to do that. So what you need to do is you scan these ads and you just order everything that you're interested in. You know, and try to pick a product that you like, because you're going to spend a lot of time with it, okay? So you get on their mailing list and you order their informational products, and you read it, and you listen to it. And you go to the library and you pick up books on the subject. And so what happens is that, you know, you become an expert. And you get every nugget, every grain of wisdom from these books. So that really what you are going to offer people is a much larger product than maybe what you started out with. Or maybe it's more thorough than these books or cassette tapes that you have in front of you. So let me give you an example of kind of what I'm talking about here. There's a guy named Larry Coker, and he's a real young guy. You're laughing. You think this is funny. Larry was an overweight teenager. As a matter of fact, he was so overweight. How overweight was he? He couldn't get up out of bed, okay? He was 5'7", and he weighed 750 pounds. Now, this kid obviously had a big problem. Okay, but somehow he pulled himself up by the bootstraps, and he lost 575 pounds, and he did it by himself, okay? So Gary found Larry Coker and wrote an ad about him and hired me to write the book. And so he said, okay, Gary says, okay, Lisa, you know, I'm sending Larry Coker to you. I want you to interview him, and I want you to write this book. So what I did was is I read everything that Gary sent me that he had about Larry. I went to the library, and I read everything that I could get on diet books, you know, like stacks and stacks of books. I read Richard Simmons and James Coco and the Beverly Hills diet and the Scarsdale diet. And, you know, everybody must have thought that I was a raving anorexic that was really desperate to get super skinny. So anyway, so by the time Larry Coker came out, I had all of this information, and I was very well prepared to speak with him and interview him and extract from him what was the most valuable point. And we came up with a twist that would fit for a diet market that was different than what everybody else had done. And kind of what the general idea of it was, and this is really something that came out of the literature that Gary sent me, was, you know, today is forever. In other words, the way that you're going to eat today is the way you're going to eat for the rest of your life. And, you know, never again can you be the obsessive fat slob overeater that you once were. In other words, you know, it was sort of like seize the day. So it was written from a very motivational standpoint. So what you want to do is you've got to find the unique twist or the slant. What's going to make your information product just slightly different from everybody else's?
Hey, Lisa,
let me
interrupt you long enough. Karen just asked me a question that a lot of my subscribers asked, and you're probably curious about too, is whatever happened to Larry Coker in that project?
What did ever happen to Larry Coker?
First, it might be interesting for you to know how I got involved with Larry Coker. The Inquirer did a huge article about him, and I just called information in his hometown, got him on the phone, said, if I send you airplane tickets, will you fly out here and meet with me? And he was on the plane like the next day or next two or three days. But what happened with Larry is he became a legend in his own mind, as I have. And whenever he walked into a room, even before you shook hands, he was demanding his car, his special diet, and so on and so forth. And I spent over $100,000 testing till I got the promotion right, and I got the promotion finally till it paid a profit. And me and Paulette looked at each other one day, and we said, we just can't stand dealing with this kid anymore. So we gave him $100,000 worth of work and just said, go do it. Just, you can have it, you can own it, you don't have to pay us. Just do not darken our door anymore, get out of our face. Well, you'll love the rest of this. So what happens, you met Larry, right? I mean, he's a real pleasant guy to deal with. And so I get a call from a guy in Georgia, and he said that he was trying to do a deal with this guy, Larry Coker. And he said that he had a hard time getting my telephone number. Larry tried to stop him, but he said, I understood you dealt with him. And what was that like? And so I told him, I can't say here in a mixed company what I said to him on the phone. But I also said, and it's true, that Larry Coker lived up to every part of his agreement with me as far as a business is concerned. You know, he did lose the weight. It was true. He was great before a TV camera, great in front of an audience, and I had no complaints. It's just a personality. The money wasn't worth it to deal with it. He says, well, thanks. I'll think this over. 2 months later, this guy called me back. He said, Gary, he says, you know, remember what you told me about Larry? You couldn't stand dealing with him? I said, yeah. He says, well, I went ahead in spite of what you said. And he said, I just wanted to call you because I thought you'd appreciate this. He says, last night, I'm in a business meeting with Larry and a whole bunch of other people, and he's doing his standard routine. He says, I couldn't stand anymore. So I says, Larry, would you step out in the hall with me so we could have a talk? He has Larry go out in the hall, takes Larry into the men's room, puts his head in the toilet, and repeatedly flushes the toilet on his head, pulls his head out, and he said, Gary, that's the only time in 6 months I've been able to get this kid to shut up for 5 minutes. Then Larry went on to become involved with the son who owns Fox Network Television. And this guy, Richard Fox, I shouldn't say this on tape, but I have, he calls me, and I tell him the same thing, and then he later calls me back, and he said, I didn't listen to you either, Gary. And he said about six people had to pull me off him. He had him down on the floor, was strangling him, trying to kill him. So I don't know what the moral of that story is, but some people, it doesn't matter how much money you could make, it just isn't worth it to deal with them. Huh? Yeah, you know, that really is, you know, making money has a cost involved to it. And you have to compute what that cost is, you know. And I do not regret the $100,000 that I spent making this a viable project and then dropping it. I mean, getting rid of my money is not a new experience for me. And I don't, just, that's all. Huh?
No, he
has not gained the weight back. He has not. But, oh, and Lisa, do you know what Larry has happened to him now?
No, what's he doing now?
He has had the call, and he's going to be an evangelist. And I think it's perfect. This kid
perfect
can mesmerize an audience. He'll be a great televangelist, and I think he is entering into a moral arena for which he fits perfectly.
Well, good. He's finally found his calling,
yes,
so there's a happy ending to that story. But let's get back to my story. So what you're looking for are twists or slants that you can exploit to make your product a little bit more interesting and just a little bit different than what's already out there on the market. And so with some of these how-tos that I'm going to tell you about that I wrote, I'm going to try and give you an example of that. The twist, all of you have probably seen The Lazy Man's Guide to Riches by Joe Carbo. So what I'm trying to exploit is getting rich and not having to do anything. So here's the title of one of my special reports. It's called How to Make Money Watching Television. Another one is How to Cash In by Reading Classified Ads.
Now,
I wrote it for, you know, a company. And do you want to know what?
How much do you charge to write up about that?
Depends on the length. Depends on how much research I have to do. You know, I'm $100 an hour.
How long does it take to write a book?
I cost it out at about $100 a page. Yep, you bet. Hey, I'm not cheap, but I'm great. Well, I usually do the research for you. If you want to supply me with research, maybe we can make a deal, you know. Well, you know, I'm $100 an hour. You can figure it out, right? Yes. Okay, illustrations, some of those I can do if it's on my clip art. Otherwise, you have to get a graphic artist to do that. Okay. Let me get back to my fabulous tale here. Okay, here's another one I did with Gary Halbert, which... This is a great twist, okay? But the challenge was for me to find out how to tie it around this theme that he had chosen. And now, oddly enough, it's like Gary had this account, and now Loretta works for this company. It's a very good company. They're excellent at what they do. The name of this report is How to Use Oriental Secrets to Age-Proof Your Face and Body. All right? So, now, you know... Age-proofing your body wasn't the problem for me here. What the problem was to find these ancient Oriental secrets to tie around it. And so I'll tell you what, you know, I became an expert at Chinese herbs and at the martial arts. And, you know, I kind of had to be creative with this one. But here's some of the bullets from here. How to desalt your body and flush out all excess fluids from your face and make your skin teenage soft in just 4 days. How to make your eyes lie about your age. The Oriental lip lift, a clever way to smooth away those telltale lines around your mouth area. how to have a youthful-looking neck at any age, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so what the twist is that it's Oriental youth secrets, and that's really appealing because, as you've noticed, you know, Oriental women, their longevity and beauty seems to certainly go a lot further than us lucky Caucasian women. So that's what the appeal was, and that's how we used it. And last, I just want to say, be thorough, okay? So get all of your facts, do your research, go to the library, order your products, and become an expert at it and find out what your slan is. And then, you know, save yourself some time, organize your material, write yourself an outline so that you know what your points are and how you're going to go through those points. And then, if possible, at the end of your book or your tape or whatever, you're going to make a sales pitch and you're going to sell another information product, or you're going to sell some other product that is tied into the information that's in your book. Okay, so just to quickly recap all of the things that I've said to you here. Pick a subject with broad appeal. Order products and study them. Find a unique twist. Be thorough. And if possible, include another sales message at the end of your informational product. Okay, thank you.
Lacey, you're too expensive for me.
I told you, I'm not cheap, but I'm excellent at what I do.
But you know, there are at least 60 other people in here who can write. And you know how I know? How many people made it at least through the 8th grade? How many of you ever had to write a report, like a theme or an essay? You know, they say, got to have a 2,000-page report, 2,000-word report, and at the end of 6 weeks. How many people did that? How many people made at least a C on those reports? How many people got paid $100 an hour to write those reports? You know, there's a source for books available to you at almost giveaway prices. And you've got to have a university library nearby, and almost everybody who writes a doctor's thesis wants it published. And they want it published not because they need the money, but they want it published for their ego. And there are a lot of people in high school who can write reports that a lot of your readers in target market won't understand because it's more complex than them. You don't have to hire a writer for $100 an hour. If you can't afford it, if you can afford it, then that's exactly what you ought to do. But if you can't afford it, that doesn't mean that you can't get your report written. I have some here that are examples of reports written by 8th graders, or they read like they're written by 8th graders. Of course, this is my very, very favorite because it's done so well. You see this? I hope someone in here didn't write this one. It says, this is in the typewriter. Somebody just typed this on. Special report number 164. Boy, I feel special because it's number 164. I don't know why they didn't number 2,381, because it doesn't sound too special when it's number 164. The title is How to Sell Information by Mail. And I know you're all hitting your head saying, why did I spend $1,400 to come here? I could have bought this report. And the guy, it's copyright 1986, and it is lots of information. Here's a title page again with a disclaimer. Double-spaced, not on the back. You see how well they took this to a professional binder. It does have the Carl Galletti paper staple in it. Carl, didn't you say you just stapled your stuff, your catalogs together? But you see that it's got a staple. That's how they've got this thing bound together. What do you think I paid for this? Now, I bought this sight unseen. You say $2? I paid $44.95. But they didn't have a picture of it in the letter. Now, wouldn't you imagine they get a lot of them back? I mean, the information here is great. I mean, it is really concise, and it's about as general and generic as you can be. And I would think that it's probably written by the guy's son. It's 16 total pages, double space. It's the equivalent to, I mean, in type, probably a Gary Halbert newsletter. I mean, as far as amount of information, I don't want to say information, and actual letters, individual letters. There's not that much stuff to it. $44.95. But I bet a lot of people keep them. What he should have done is bound this thing up a lot better, right? He should put it in a three-week binder, a binder included. Maybe he should have included this as a premium for another product. But you don't have to have a $100 an hour writer. Now, there are people in this room who've paid, I know there are people in this room who've paid between $100,000 and $200,000 to have a video. Showed you the watch video I was selling. My video producer is right over there sitting down. That's Ron Beeman. Ron, would you wave to everybody, please? Ron and I, in the last month, have averaged a tape every other day, a one-hour production every other day. And is Jim Powell in here, or did he leave? Jim, how long does it take us to shoot, edit, and put together a one-hour tape?
About a
year and a half on the left. How long does it take to actually put one together?
An hour.
It takes an hour to shoot, and other than laying titles down, we shoot it all in an hour. And they come off just like I'm coming off to you. Real people talking to real people. I don't dress up. I don't wear a tie. I sit down, or whoever it is that's speaking, sit down and does it. That's how Pat and Sandy did their tape. You know, their first tape, they tried to do a Hollywood approach. And since they were so far from Hollywood that it hurt, you couldn't watch the tape. I mean, it was so bad. And I wrote them. I told them, I said, I cannot believe how bad this thing is. If you tried to make something bad, you couldn't have done a worse job. I mean, it was bad, but they took it correctly. I mean, and they appreciated it, and they came back and did one right. And he said, "Well, how do I do it?" I said, "Y'all sit down and talk to each other, just like you would talk to each other if a friend were asking you how to get in this business. That's what you want the tape to be." So Sandy asked Pat questions, and they sat there and talked about it. And you know what? It turned out to be a really good tape because it was an interview type effect. How long did it take to shoot? Yeah, one day. Actually, 2 hours, because you were coming back writing copy between takes. And it is a good take, and you've only got how many back of this set? Yeah, three back. And that's not bad at all. I'm going to talk a little more about Ron Beeman. And this is Video Dave. Video Dave is, if those of you who are up around Wisconsin and need something produced, Dave does it. He does it too cheap, too inexpensive. There are other people in this room who've worked with Dave. Dave does a great job. When I met Dave, Dave was doing Hollywood-style commercials for $20 a spot. I think his prices are now up to, what, 30? Oh, 50. And he does real good work. Ron Beeman has learned, and Ron is real good. Ron doesn't do a commercial for less than $600. And a lot of times he'll turn them down for $600, because why? If you have a product for sale, would you feel better paying $30 for a commercial or $600 for a commercial that's going to be on TV featuring your product? I mean, if you're going to go to a doctor and guy says, I need to get my heart operated on, the guy says, you know, we got a special on heart operations this week. $175, and that includes everything. Don't worry about it. You don't even have to sign any forms. Or you go to another doctor and he says, you know, this is a really serious operation. I'm going to have a lot of experts in there. We're going to spend a lot of time to get this thing right. But it's going to cost you about $30,000. Even if you don't have $30,000, aren't you going to be, even if you don't use the guy at $30,000, are you going to use the guy who's going to do it for $175? No. So it hurts yourself to underprice it. It's like, will I ever, ever, ever buy a book from this eighth grade student again? And will I ever buy a book from the company that this is out of a catalog, the company that sells this? So what have they done? You know, we had this morning the 10 surest ways to lose customers. What have they done? They've lost a customer that actually spent money with them. And think about how much money they spent to find me in the first place. And now they know I'll never spend money. I guess they know. Yeah, I'll send them the tape. But what I was saying about Ron Beeman and Video Dave here, for 1 hour production with everything, you show up and know what you're going to talk about, it's going to cost you $1,200. You're going to walk away with, basically, it's going to cost you $1,200. You're going to walk away with a professional product. So if you're in your market and you go out and you think you're going to put tape together, you can either buy all the equipment yourself, which I have done, and it costs about $12,000 to $15,000, $25,000 including the mistakes. But I was able to amortize that by writing a newsletter about my mistakes. Or, like I said, you can either spend $12,000 to $25,000, spend years to learn the technology, or you can hire somebody like this and go spend 2 hours with them and have the tape done. If you're on a tight schedule, let's say you send out your test offer. You know, we talked about sending 1,000 letters out. Let's say you send out 1,000 letters. You get 50 orders. Every order is for $50. That's $2,500. But you, before you sent your tape out, your offer out, you didn't have the tape. You just wanted to see if there was interest. So all of a sudden, what you've got is you've got $2,500 in order, no product. So what do? Well, you can either spend 3 years learning this stuff and buying the equipment before you cash those orders, or you can make a quick call to somebody like this, and there are a lot of people around the country. I know these two guys individually have seen their work. And for $1,200, you can have the product, and you get to keep some of that money, which you turn around to get the remainder of the product of the offer out. And then you still own the rights to the product. That's a good thing. If you wanted to buy the rights to a pre-existing tested videotape, in most cases, if it's a successful tape, it's going to cost you some money. Sometimes a lot of money. And usually a whole lot more money than if you could produce it yourself if you found an expert. If you feel comfortable in front of the tape, Pat, would you stand up, please? Pat did a great tape. He and Sandy did great. How much video experience did you have before you did this tape? I mean, how many times have you been in front of a camera before you did this tape? And that was on the first tape that you shot yourself. So don't think you got to be a Hollywood star. All you got to do is be honest and real to people. It's just like resonating in letters, resonate on video, and it can work. What we're talking about here is not video. We're talking about product creation. Product creation. And product creation can mean books. It can mean videos. We know how it costs to get a book written. We also know sources to get other books. We know we can go to, we can run a small ad in a high school newspaper. Need students to do research and write a 12,000-word report. Call for information. And they call you and say, look, I need a report on the best places in the United States to live. And I'll tell you what I'll do. Since you're a student and I know you need the money, I'm going to pay you $250 when it's done for all the rights, the worldwide rights to reproduce it. That's one way to get it done. You can contact college students. You can contact starving artists. There are a lot of writers or would-be writers who want business. You know, one of the speakers talked about getting a newspaper reporter. Get a newspaper reporter to write a report. These guys, you know, newspaper reporters make $12,000 a year and write 5,000 words a day. So you divide that into the number of days, and they work 365 days a year. Divide that into their salary, and they're basically making $1,000 a thousand words, something like that. So you offer the guys to pay them some money to write a report and get the report done. So you can get these products created. All this leads us to the fact that come up with a market first and then come up with a product. It doesn't have to exist. And yes, we showed you a product yesterday that existed pretty well, the Gold Tester. It's a nice product, but every time we sell it, we got to spend $144 to buy it. If you own the report and the tape, it costs $3 to reproduce a tape. It costs $1.21 to reproduce a 120-page book. It means you can sell a book and a tape, and you only got $4 in it. With shipping and everything and order-taking expenses, maybe $7 in it. And if you sell it in one of these notebooks, you might be able to get $395 for it, if the information is worth it. Obviously, it'd be nice to sell something for $395 that you only had $10 in. And that's what we're going to do some of this afternoon. I want to show you another hard product that we've got up here, I think. This is basically the filing system I have in my office. I want you all to, if you get a chance, to talk to Ron and Video Dave if you have any questions about video production. I'm going to say something. Don't ask them about their video equipment. Don't ask them about the mixers. Don't ask them what kind of tape they use, what tape format, what kind of microphones they use, because it doesn't matter. All that matters is that you end up with a nice tape, something like we have here. You want something in a nice case, something that looks like it'd be shipped. But you don't care. Don't ask them any technical questions. It's not worth your time to know the technical stuff. If you want to get into video production, get into video production as a hobby. Get rich, and all your spare, and with all your extra money and your spare time, buy you a big house, put you a studio in it, and do it as a hobby. But if these guys will do it, I mean, they're idiots for doing it that cheap, that's okay. I mean, I don't want to say they're idiots, but you know, they both understand what I mean by that.
We are.
Dave, I know you've been dying to have a microphone. I want to ask you one question on mic. How much money do you have tied up in video equipment in your studio?
Over $250,000. If I sold it at auction, I would get $25,000.
He said he had $250,000 tied up in video gear in his studio, yet he'll produce you a 30-second or a one-minute TV commercial for $30.
$50.
Is there something wrong with that equation? Invest $250,000 to make $50 an hour? That's not like a headline. Invest just $250,000 to make $50 an hour.
Yeah.
No, but that's true, isn't it? I mean, you have a lot of equipment, but you do it because you like doing it, and you like the... I mean, there's a lot to doing what you're doing, and we're glad that you do it. Of course, he's here
to make
because
money.
He doesn't want to be doing $50 an hour commercials anymore. He's got products that he's marketing. And we do have a video studio. I have my own personal video studio now, which Direct Mail has paid for. And when I come up with a product idea and get excited about something, I call Jim and I say, Jim, I'm going to wear a shirt today. Let me set the cameras up, turn the lights on, because when I come in, we're going to do a video. And that's exactly what we do. And we all get in there, we take these little peppermint sugar things and get all pumped up, turn the air conditioning on to get it real cold in there, so I talk fast, and we plug the thing in, and we do it. No question.
I was wondering if you could get into finding an expert and getting them to sign a release and just the psychology behind convincing someone else to provide you with the information so you can sell it and royalties and that.
I'd be glad to do that. The question was, what does it take to find an expert to appear on video? First of all, you need to find an expert who has, one, a large ego, and two, understands the value of publicity. Because if you came to me and said, Bill, I want to make a tape with you, and I'll make you this promise. I'm not going to pay you a penny to appear in my tape, but you can promote any product you wish in my tape, and I promise to spend at least $10,000 advertising that tape next year. I'd say, okay, just tell me when you want me to be there. Because what can I lose? It's like she's saying, I'm going to be your publicity agent free. I'm going to give you all the publicity you want free. I'm going to sell all these tapes out there that you can sell anything you want on. That's how you find an expert. And everybody who... Now, you'll talk to people and say, well, I'll do it, but I tell you what. I want 10% of sales. I want $1,000 up front. And you say, you know, that's good, but I can find a lot of other people who want me to make them famous. And there are a lot of people who want you to make them famous. There are people in this room who have products that would love for you to do a videotape of them, of telling about their product, that you actually could sell. I mean, you could do a videotape of Pat and Sandy telling you how they got into mail order and the 10 biggest mistakes they made, as long as they could promote their product at the end of it. I'm sure that they would love you to do that, and they wouldn't promote the product they're selling now, but they'd have some other product that would tie into your audience. That's all it takes. And yes, you're going to run into a lot of people who think they're experts, but have no idea how good publicity is. Why do you think people like John Eager and David Deutsch and all these other guys are up here? It's not because I paid them. Because they understand, they're up here because they want to learn, but they also understand the value of exposure. Because now there's 100 more people that know about them and know what kind of geniuses they are. And that's very valuable to them. They're all going to write books in the future. They're all going to have other businesses in the future. And that is tremendously valuable to them. So that's how you get experts. And when you deal with people and say, look, I want a percentage, don't deal with them. Absolutely don't deal with them because you're going to get sued. You might as well say, well, I don't want to say that on tape. you're gonna get sued if somebody wants a percentage, because one of two things are gonna happen. Either you're gonna sell millions and he's gonna say, I didn't get a big enough percentage, I'm gonna go hire me a lawyer and sue you. Or you're gonna sell zero and he's gonna say, you didn't work hard enough trying to sell this thing so I can make money, and I'm gonna sue you. No way you can win. Now, what you can do to an expert, if it's somebody who has a valuable product and they don't want to just give it away, you can say, I tell you what, I need to make an hour-long video. I want to make an hour-long videotape of you. I'm going to promote it everywhere. I'm going to make you famous and rich, and I'll give you the right to sell this tape yourself through any means you choose, as long as you buy copies from me, people who speak at seminars or speak at, you know, in classes and stuff. So you're giving them something they can immediately sell. You're not charging them anything. You're going to make them famous.
Give away a secret that I found in my business.
Identify yourself and tell them why and what your business is, because I think it's important.
Bill Stevens, I'm an audio and video producer myself.
He produces seminars, and he sent us this letter saying, look, I'm a real picky seminar attendee. He sent us a videotape. I'm a real picky seminar attendee. I produce seminars in Las Vegas and Reno. I produce some of the biggest seminars in the United States, and when I walk in that room, I better say, wow, or else.
And I said, wow.
But the tape is real good. It's a marketable product. It shows you how to stage things and the audio systems to use. As a matter of fact, if you're thinking about producing a seminar, here's a man to talk to about doing the audio for it, especially if you live on the West Coast. If you're around here, talk to Ron. If you're up in the North, talk to Video Dave.
One place that I get some of my clients, if you're into video production or even looking for someone to market, There are many public speakers out there who have great ideas who are going around giving little seminars from town to town to town to town. They give the seminar, they enroll the seminar, they take that money, that's what they have. If they have a product that they can market in the back of the room, whether it's audio or video cassettes, you could go in, you could make a very good deal with them by saying, look, I will come to your seminar, I will videotape it, I will produce it. I want the rights to distribute it through my channels. You go ahead and do it through your channel, sell it to the back of the room. You buy the videos from me, you buy the products from me, but I'm going to produce it for you for nothing. And it's an equal trade-out. Very likely, you are in two totally different market areas, and you're getting more exposure. He gains from your exposure of him, because if someone gets a direct mail piece and says, here's Bill Myers going to give you a seminar, and you choose not to buy at that time, but 3 months later, Bill Myers comes to your town, it's added to his credibility in doing that. So there are many ways you can work on their ego, you can get a product to market, and you're also helping them.
And you know how many people miss those opportunities? You know how many people, you know, one of the best ideas I thought I ever had that I didn't follow through was a videotape called How to Marry for Money. How to Marry for Money. And I wrote this in a newsletter 3 years ago, hoping that out of 1,200 subscribers at that time, somebody would say, that's a good idea, I'll do it. Well, nobody did it, and I didn't do it. And now there's ladies and people who go around the country giving these lectures, How to Marry for Money. Still, even with all that, no one has taken that, turned it into a videotape, and properly marketed it. You know, a full-page ad in the right publication at the right time could generate 20,000 to 50,000 sales. And all you have to do is contact somebody who is doing a speech on how to marry for money and make a videotape, and then, as Gary says, exploit it properly to get the exposure. I'm going to show you a couple other books, and then we're going to let you guys and the copywriters. Gary Halbert wants to say something good.
Yeah, let me give you a step-by-step method, a foolproof method of coming... Huh?
Come up here where people can see you.
Oh. Some of this is I'm going to be going over already plowed ground, but maybe I can add a new dimension to it, and it doesn't hurt to hear something if it's valid more than once. I'm going to give you a foolproof, step-by-step plan for creating a great direct mail or mail order product that you can sell for a multiple of like times 10 what you have in it. Here's what you do. Get yourself the last, say, 6 months worth of the New York Times book review. The New York Times book review comes out Sunday in the New York Times Sunday supplement magazine. Get the nonfiction book review for, say, get it for the last year. And there will be books on that nonfiction list that appear over and over again. Make a note of those books. Let's say that one of those books is on the subject of how to take all of your money to the Cayman Islands and never pay taxes again, or something like that.
That's just hypothetical.
It's just hypothetical thing. Really, in my case, it is hypothetical. I have nothing to take any place. But anyway, let's say what you do is then you get a copy of that book. Okay. Step one, get the New York Times nonfiction bestseller list, and you can do that on the microfiche thing in any good public library. Okay. Step one. Step two, write down, and or step two is obtain all of the nonfiction books on that list that have been on the bestseller list for 3 months or more. Step three. Step three. Let's see, what is step three? Oh, step three is you go to your public library once again, and you get the subject guides to books in print, and you look up the subject of that the same book that you have just bought contains, and you will find almost certainly that there are 100 or more other books on that subject in print. Pick out 3 or 4 with exceptionally good titles and obtain those books also. You do that from a local bookseller. Now you have a collection of perhaps 5 or 6 books on a subject that we know the market is interested in because they're keeping this list on the bestseller list. Then you go hire somebody like Lisa Maurice
or do it yourself, and you take all those books and you take the goodness out of each of the books, and then you add some of your own ideas, and you come up with, not with a book, but you come up with a 150-page report. After you have the 150-page report, you get yourself a tape recorder, and you read that report into a tape recorder. After you have read it into the tape recorder, you take the tape recording to somebody who will make a package of 6 to 12 audio cassette tapes from that. After you have done all that, you arrange for someone to interview you in front of, and have this gentleman over here videotape the interview. Then you now have a report, audio, you have, say, 12 audio cassettes, and you have one videotape. How much is all this going to cost now, Bill? You know more about that. No. To produce it.
Oh, no more than $6.
Okay, so now we have $6. We have 12 audio tapes, one videotape, and a special report. And even if it's not six, it's 10, it doesn't make any difference. What are we going to sell this for? I'll tell you, since you asked me so sweetly. We're going to sell this for a minimum of $95 plus, you know, say $99 plus $5 postage and handling. And we may try and sell it for $295 or $395. Our minimum multiple will be times 10. Now, let me tell you something about almost every market that you should be thinking about working. The markets you should be thinking about working, that I think is one thing that all of us up here have universal agreement on, is don't try and sell to people on welfare. Try to sell with people with money. And I'll tell you something.
Gary, would you say that one more time? I think it's important people say one more.
Go after the welfare market. Forget about trying to suck money out of rich people. Seriously, it is important enough to be repeated. Try and work markets that have money. Okay, now, I'll tell you something about all those markets. There is a gentleman who I've been talking to about an asset protection product. You can sell that product, and products along that line are sold for $7.95. But I will tell you something. Out of every 1,000 people who bought a $7.95 book on that product would have preferred to pay $795 for the same information stripped down in an 8.5 by 11, 150-page report with 12 audio cassettes and a videotape or two included. Does everybody understand that formula I just gave you? Nobody understands it? Yes.
My question is...
Wait, microphone.
If I understand correctly, as a report, you are quoting these sources with this hot information rather than...
No, not true at all. You do your own.
Plagiarize.
You don't plagiarize.
It's like a 20-page book report or a 40-page book report. It's like writing a theme in college.
With a bibliography where you got...
Suppose somebody told you as a college assignment to write a book on how to buy real estate at no money down. What you would do is go out and get 10 similar books, assemble them all, go through them all, and extract good information, put it in your own words. Now, do you understand what I'm saying?
Okay. Yes, I do. Thank
now, let me say another thing that I just thought of. You know the special interest video catalog where you can buy videos to sell? Why not take a video and have someone transcribe everything on the video and work backwards, and then you have, and now you're enhancing the video. Now you have a video, plus you have a 150-page transcript of it, and probably there's some way you could work in audio tapes there too. I will tell you something about...
A workbook.
A workbook. When I find, I bet a lot of you are like this. When I find something that's good and valid, I consider it so precious and so rare to me, I want everything that individual has produced. I have no musical talent whatsoever, but I took a class on how to play country and blues harmonica for the musically hopeless. That's literally the name of it. And I got to know the guy who did that. And I called him up and said, what else you got? And he started going over it to somebody. I said, no. Just send me everything you've got. Because I knew he knew what he was talking about. I don't care if it's $15 or $150, and neither do you. I have people, and some of them are in this room, they call, after they read Maximum Money and a couple issues of my newsletter, they call up and say, what else do you have? I want it all. Because there's so little truth and integrity in marketing today. So what I'm saying to you is this. Within most markets that you should be working, if there are 1,000 people who will pay $7.95 for a book, of those 1,000 people, and I don't know exactly what this number is, but of those 1,000 people, the 80-20 rule is good. Probably 200 of them would have paid $795. And mostly those people would be comforted to pay the $795. You know, I mean, if you were going to buy something that was going to teach you how to preserve your home and your estate for your heirs or how to stop the IRS, you would probably be rather pay for the audio, video, and print and ink package, paper and ink package, because you would have to believe in it more. Does everybody understand that?
Thank you.